This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
You're not going to believe this. Tommy Togiai is in the game. Let's see how they line up the big fella who plays D-line.
Right at fullback, I'd imagine.
Here we go. Woody Marks and Togiai, I formation, first and goal at the two. Stroud digs in on first and goal. Here's the give. He's going to fake it. CJ is going to take it himself. Everybody bought the fake, and Stroud ran around the right side for the score.
One of the fun moments in a 38-30 victory for your Houston Texans that ultimately solidifies the Texans as the 5 seed headed into the playoffs. He did not fake it. He messed up, which he admitted to afterwards. But very much a fun moment. Before I get to the series, I want to enjoy this for a moment. I was a little shocked that the Texans actually went out of their way to try and get Togiai a touchdown in that moment. Now, we know later on in the game, he went and made it himself on the as Scott Van Pelt would call it, pitchy-pitchy-woo-woo, where then he ultimately gets the football, and he hauls ass to get in the end zone. But
he was not going
to
be denied.
No, he was not. It's kind of surprising to me that, and D'Amico Ryan's a player's coach, but I don't know that I would have expected him to do something like, you know, put the defensive end in at fullback to try and get him a touchdown.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, a couple of interesting things about that play. When he stepped out there, I don't know if you were still, you might have been out of the press box by that moment.
Togiai
got on the field. I looked at it, and I said, well, now they have to give it to him, right?
I was there.
No, that's right.
I was definitely there because I was like, give the big man a football. When I thought it was a play fake, I was like, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you not give the man a football?
Yeah, that's right. And I said, well, they have to give it to him. And then when he didn't necessarily like fumble with the ball, but you could tell it's kind of an awkward sort of fake, you know, and then pull the ball out. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh my gosh, that could have been a fumble.
Yeah.
That could have been an absolute fumble and a mess, but it wasn't. And then he got his later.
I want to talk more about that, but we got to hear from the head coach of the Houston Texans. A lot of interesting things that he might cover. So listen up. This is D'Amico Ryan's talking to the Assemble Media.
All right. Good afternoon.
Look at the opponent and the history, the coaching, all those things. What are some of your thoughts on the matchup with Steelers?
What's your question?
Your thoughts on the matchup with the Steelers, thinking of the opponent, the coaching,
all those things. We're excited for the matchup versus the Steelers. Really great team. Nothing but a ton of respect, all right, for Coach Tomlin and the success that he's had in the league. How he's done it for such a long time. He's a guy who definitely have always looked up to always respected him, always has his teams ready to go, well coached, physical outfit, like they're going to play tough. And it was really cool to see how they won that game last night. Just pure will, determination, found a way to win.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Listening to D'Amico Ryan's press conference here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. We good? Here you go.
Excited about the opportunity.
I know you guys have bigger goals, but what can you say about your defense since it ended the regular season as the best defense in franchise history?
Our defense did a really nice job throughout the entire year of limiting points specifically. That's what makes you a good defense. Also, you know, playing well in the passing game. But we didn't end the year well defensively. When it comes to giving up explosive plays, is really not good enough defensively. So we got to do a much better job. If we want to advance and play longer in the playoffs, we got to play much better defense. So it didn't end how it should have.
With 18 weeks now behind you, what have you learned most about your team? How have you seen this team evolve, change, and kind of grow through the year?
Look, our team has been through a lot. And what I would say about our team is, you know, it really doesn't matter. Any kind of way the game shapes up, whatever we need to do to win the game, we find a way to win the game. So it's the resiliency with our team. That's what sticks out to me the most about our guys. It's the close-knit group that we have. Guys are close, guys are tight, guys play for each other. That's all you can ask for.
What are some of the difficulties in playing against the Aaron Rodgers quarterback who's pretty much seen every defense, you know, that throughout, you know, from defensive coordinates throughout the league?
Yeah, Aaron's, I mean, he's done it at a high level for a long time because he's probably one of the smartest quarterbacks to play the game. Does a really good job, understands defense really well. But, you know, for us, that doesn't change. We got to go out. It's about the guys that are playing. Like, it's about our guys just playing together, collectively, going against a really good opponent.
Do you have any kind of relationship with Mike, and did he give you any advice or words when you first started this role at Houston?
I've always, you know, kept in touch with Mike as we, you know, get together throughout the owners' meetings, everything. Just always, you know, very complimentary of what we're doing here. Just always positive. That's the thing I say. Always positive. Always great encouragement from a guy who's done it at a level that everybody would seek to do it. Like, you've had over 20 years of winning seasons. Like, not many people can do that. He's done it. He's stuck around at one place, probably the longest tenure head coach right now in the NFL for a reason, because he knows how to win.
What are your thoughts on Arthur Smith and the way he operates an offense and attacks the defense?
I haven't dived into their offense that much, to be honest with you, so we'll see how that goes throughout the week.
You mentioned the explosive plays kind of happened late. What did you find was the reason for some of, I guess specifically for the last game?
Yeah, from our last game, too many busts. Right, guys not being where they're supposed to be, doing what they're supposed to do. And when you bust plays and coverages, you give up big plays.
What's the biggest difference about the playoffs? Say it's a new season and you start over. What's the biggest difference about playoff football?
Yeah, the biggest difference is those details and those fine, you know, techniques that we talk about all the time. If you're not on it, you get exposed. You can end up in a pretty tough situation that's harder to climb out of. So we know these games they're going to be tight. They're going to be tough. Everybody's in the playoffs for a reason. Everybody's earned that opportunity to get into the playoffs. So for me, it's everybody just has to tighten up on what we're doing, right? Offensively, defensively, special teams wise, we all have to tighten up. Starting with us as coaches, we got to tighten up to make sure we're all on the same page and make sure that our players, everybody knows exactly what they should be doing and how to get it done.
That's a really tough stadium to kick in Pittsburgh. What gives you faith that KB can handle those things on the road, on grass, et cetera?
Yeah, I have all the faith in the world in Kaimi, no matter where we are. It's tough anywhere to kick the football. If anybody's tried kicking a field goal, let me see you make one. It's tough anywhere, no matter you're inside or outside, if you're on ESPN trying to kick it on College Game Day, it's tough to kick a field goal. So it's we'll see how it shapes out when we get there.
Woody said he was really proud of how his patience has shown up in his game, and that's something he improved on later in the year. Where does that kind of show up for him, and how does that help him at the running back spot?
What did you say?
Woody Marks says his patience at the position has helped him really kind of grow the back end of the season.
I think Woody is, and throughout the year, I feel like he's gotten better with the more reps that he's getting. And in game, I feel like Woody, he does a better job the more times he touches the football, right? He's always going forward, always gaining positive yards, and that patience comes with, you know, setting up your blocks. You have to do a good job setting up your blocks to make put you in position to make guys miss at certain times, and Woody has done a good job of that.
The Steelers were able to get T.J. Watt back last night. They also have Alex Highsmith on the other side. Just what are your initial thoughts on their pass rush and what the challenges
there? Yeah, you guys are fired up by the Steelers, huh? Man, can't wait. Yeah, they're great, great pass rush. Both guys, you know, T.J. Watt, one of the all-time, I mean, sack leaders in the NFL for a reason. Great bloodline. He had a guy who can teach him how to do it, and his brother, J.J. So he's a really good player, good pass rush. Also, Highsmith doesn't get enough credit, I think, for the production and how disruptive he is as a pass rusher as well. So, you know, you want to play good defense, you have to have two good pass rushers, and they have that.
How healthy is your
boy? On the other side, you guys obviously have a really strong pass rush. How important do you think that will be in this game coming up?
Yeah, for us, and how we played, you know, defense all year, it's really predicated on how we get after the passer. And that's starting with Will and Daniil and what they do off of the edge, and always our interior guys with how they're collapsing the pocket. And that'll be really important this week as well. You know, how can we disrupt the passer as much as possible, right, to make it difficult for him, to put us in advantageous positions to go and take the football away?
The difference is, does experience make it the playoffs? I mean, I know you don't want to go back to before, but yeah, having players that have been there, coaches that have been there, how much does that
I think when you have the experience that our group has, you know, we have a lot of guys who've been there. A lot of guys know what to expect. So it's not our first rodeo for a lot of guys. So I would lean in on that experience from our guys, just having conversations right on the side. Nothing formal that we need, but just guys just talking, you know, as we're in walking and passing, guys just letting each other know, like, what it's going to be like. You know, the intensity is going to pick up, right? You know, the importance of every single play is going to pick up. And as long as our guys are sharing that information to each other and everybody's just prepping the right way and how we go out and practice the right way, like, hey, we know it's win or go home. Everything is on the line. Everybody understands that. And for me, when you get in these games, you don't start trying to do something that you haven't done before. Are you just laying in on what you've been training for from training camp? And you lean in on that and you do that the right way, that puts you in position to win the game.
Will
You enunciated all your components, your coaching, your training staff, and everything. But watching the game last night with the moisture and at that time of night, your equipment, man, would probably be just as important, if not more important, because I saw some guys slipping last night on that turf. Will that be an additional thing that y'all gonna have to watch? At least the equipment, man, is gonna have to watch coming in Monday night.
For sure, our equipment staff is very vital, especially when you're playing, you know, on the road on different surfaces. You have to make sure the footing is, yeah, make sure our footing is really good, and that comes with those guys making sure we have everything we need. And our guys, our staff, equipment staff, does an outstanding job making sure our guys have everything they need and more. We pack a lot of stuff. So we'll be prepared for that. But specifically, the footing is the main thing. You want to make sure you have the proper cleats so you can have sure footing.
Did you see the priest with the holy water with the hit the very end?
What's the question?
Did you notice that?
What's
on
the
TV
question?
Follow up to Kim's question a little bit when you talk about turning the page right for the energy you guys are going to see in the postseason. When it comes to the rookies specifically, is it a message you deliver to them, or do you rely on the veterans to pull these guys aside?
Oh, yeah. I'll deliver, the message to everyone and make sure we're set, ready to go, specifically for our rookies, making sure they understand, right, they understand the moment, right? And the main thing for our rookies is understanding that you have to take advantage of this moment. You don't know when you don't know when they come around. Like, it's not just – because you suit up, you're going to make it every single time. You got to go earn your right to get in there. We earned it. Now, what do you do with that? For our rookies, they just have to go and keep getting better. I think a lot of our rookies have done a good job all year of steadily improving, and that's what we want to see throughout the playoffs as well.
A little bit to that point, how do you approach the message when it comes to, like, hey, we're 4 wins away from our ultimate goal, or do you still stay real tunnel vision? And I kind of ask that because, certain college coaches let their teams cut down the nets before the season starts to envision, like, what it would be like. And Will Anderson yesterday talking about we're 4 wins away. Like, what's your personal approach to that?
It's all about one game. Right? That's all we can handle, and that doesn't change for me. It's all about one game. So we go and handle the one game we have right now. You go and handle it the right way, then you earn the opportunity to get one more game, and you keep going. That's the message.
Vegas has you all favored in this game, but, the story throughout the weekend, as you can see throughout this press conference, has been the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin and going into this, do you feel like your team is still kind of the underdog, but nobody's still talking about the Texans?
I don't know. I don't have time to listen to it all. If we're the underdogs, if we're not, all those things, that's for everyone else, right, to talk about, to decide, to debate throughout the week, have some spirited arguments about it. For us as a team, it doesn't drive anything I do when it comes to messaging. It doesn't drive anything for me when it comes to actually executing football, right? When the ball is snapped, nobody cares if you were underdog or you were the favorite. It doesn't matter. It's about how you executing in the moment.
More close games in the playoffs, whenever you're in it. You had 12 of them this year, 5 on the front side. Didn't go your way in the last 7 that did. Do you think the team's already been in that mode of, this is how it's going to be? We have to be the team that knows how to make the plays in the end to win.
Our guys know how to win football games. And that doesn't change, right? Because we're in the playoffs, we've been in that mode for a while now. Every game has been important for us. Everything has been about, that's what it's been. That's our season. That's what it's been for us to fight back, to get into a spot, to even have this opportunity, right, to play in the playoffs. So our mindset is not changing now that we're in.
Having been in this situation before, having won games the way you all won, having built the team the way you all have built, do you feel like that has better prepared you for this moment than previously?
I feel like I've always been prepared for every moment. It's not that I'm better prepared because we've been through it before. Man, I've I've been here for the past several years. I've been in the playoffs before I got here, so I've been prepared for this moment and ready for it.
Offensive plays this year, of course, start with your center with Jake Andrews. What have you seen from the growth of Jake and kind of the evolution of the relationship with him and CJ as they work more together?
Jake has done a good job of setting the table when it comes to the protections, the mic points, ID, and up front. He's done a good job of communicating, which is what we need. You need a guy up front who is loud, can communicate, make sure everybody's on the same page, and Jake has done that for us.
This will be the first time the Texans played a playoff game to open up Wawa weekend. What's from your experience as a player and a coach, what's the biggest difference between playing at home in a playoff versus playing on the road in a playoff?
When you're in the playoffs, to me, it's, you know, you always would love to be in front of your home crowd, right? That's why they call it home field advantage, right? When your home crowd can be rowdy and loud on, you know, those significant plays, third down, red zone, you can have that crowd noise really cranking and really disrupting the flow of the opponent's communication. That's important when you're at home. Right? We don't have the luxury of having that this year. But you go on the road in the playoffs, what's different? Hey, it's you against everybody else in their stadium. And we went on the road this year. I feel like our guys have handled ourselves. Our team has handled themselves pretty well on the road this year, understanding that, again, it goes back to us being in the moment, executing, playing together. We won't have that crowd support, but that's okay. You still have to find a way to figure it out, find a way to win football games. And we've done that on the road. And, I mean, with big challenge. Big challenge on Monday night versus the Steelers. And we're excited about it versus a really tough crowd who we know they're going to be loud. And it's going to be a really great environment, cool environment for our guys who haven't seen that before. It's going to be a really great environment for them to witness. Thanks. All right, cool.
There you go, D'Amico Ryans talking to the Assemble media on this Monday that sees the regular season concluded and sees the Texans as the 5 seed ready to face off against the Steelers, as you heard D'Amico Ryans saying. Monday night, they will cap off the wild card weekend with the Monday night game at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh, taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of interesting things within there, including that last one where D'Amico Ryans, he did not have to go as long as he did about that being on the road. I think that is front of mind for him in a real way of how that impacts his team on the field.
I think, well, not just that. At first, he kind of seemed like wanting to not revel, but, you know, talk about the season and what was and the game yesterday. And it kept turning to Pittsburgh, which is kind of the nature of things anyway. And he's like, boy, you guys sure do like asking a lot of questions about Pittsburgh, don't you? It's like, are the Steelers? You guys are fired up about Steelers.
That's
what he
said. The phrasing he used.
And so I think at first he was like, man, you know, we just had a really good season, and we're excited to move forward, but this is what you want to go. This is what you want to do. But then he's talking about, you know, the challenge in Pittsburgh. I don't think it is lost on D'Amico Ryans or this organization that, you know, number one, it's a team they haven't faced. Number two, it's Aaron Rodgers. And forget old heads like me talking about old Houston Oilers and Steelers. Just the fact that it is the Steelers. The Steelers have a legacy. 6 Super Bowl championships. You know, playing in Pittsburgh has always been, you know, menacing in the postseason. Pittsburgh hasn't lost a Monday night game. What in? I saw the number. 28 straight, 25 straight.
Yeah,
and going out there at night in that environment, I think it's going to matter to him.
Yeah. So I mean, there's plenty of time. Obviously, we got a weekend some because it's not just it's not a Sunday game or a Saturday game like you're used to. Saturdays in the wild card. Nope, it's a Monday game. Mm-hmm. A lot to talk about. But yeah, D'Amico Ryans talking to the Assemble media. We'll circle back around to some of that here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But it's Reaction Monday, victory. Reaction Monday. In fact, after the Texans get a 38-30 victory over the Colts in the final game of the regular season. But coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, some things happening in the world of sports, and maybe revisiting some of the things that D'Amico talked about. We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.